to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I heard a come on my face from this corner. From this corner. On my face.
So wait. Come on, is it an instruction?
I don't know.
Are they describing?
No.
But is it an instruction or are they describing their face?
May I revoke my membership from this cult? I revoke. Yeah, surviving podcast and chill
Yo,
crew.
The crew.
Have you guys seen what's happening in the world right now? You want to come on your face?
Come on my face.
Oh, not that it has happened. They're just saying I could come on my face.
Bro, I just heard come on my face from this corner.
Guys.
DJ PJ, what's happening?
Nintana.
Nah, bro. We're talking about Guti. The weekend we're going to.
Yeah.
No, it's Ashoguti. Are you sure we can't the Yin Gonja? Where we going? Where we booked that? We can't be guests.
So, Bali. Yes.
Yeah. So manje, uneo. Uti no. Whoever umbamba yola. Uzomthatha bese sawatshela ukuthi no. We coming to your place after party at your place.
Oh, hi, Makaiva.
Okay, makes sense.
Oh, poor kids.
But is that a deal breaker that you can't have guests at the hotel we're going to?
Yeah, at a weekend, at a work away weekend. Why is it so important that you can't have guests at your hotel? At a work weekend. A weekend away on work. Your priority is having a guest. What's going on, bro?
What means?
No, you were protesting the loudest when Jason was giving the brief.
That they can't come on your face, but rather you have to go to their place.
Yay! Face to face.
Saul's got an amazing idea, man. Please tell the chillers about the HIV test live on the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucking amazing, man.
So we want to do HIV test live on the show, right? As a family, because we're a family and we're very open with one another. However, we know that it's a very private matter.
Yeah.
You know, your status. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to take HIV tests.
Yes.
And then, you know, it takes 20 minutes for that stuff and the lines to start creeping out, right? Till they form and become solid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just put them in one box, jumble them up, and then we'll place them maybe in a row here. And after 20 minutes, the chillers will see. But we will all see, but we won't know. I'm up for the idea.
I love it. I love it. Are you objecting, DJ PJ? You're objecting.
Okay, who's positive for the idea?
Drop this fucking.
Who was negative?
But DJ PJ is gonna do his own one before we shoot the next time.
Everyone will, man. But you've never done that.
Yeah, that
sounds like HIV
rule. No, like do your own. No, but do like, if let's say a new partner and they're like, let's test. And then you bring home two, but you put three at the pharmacy. You've never done that.
No.
Oh, shit. Because I want the suspense.
What happens?
So what do you do?
You want me to be surprised about my status in front of a stranger, someone else? Because they're not a stranger by then. Maybe you've been with them for 4 months. Wait, though, when I'm out testing, we are trying to wamp in our event.
Oh, I mean, I'm testing them first. If she's good, I'm good.
Yeah, but no, what I mean is, the first time we tested on a lady, we bought the test.
How we never tested?
We tested life, man.
Till this day, we've never tested.
For real?
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm none. I'm
crazy.
In the spin. Nah, man, like when you test, like sometimes, you know.
So you tested with your partner?
Yeah.
Wow.
First time.
Yeah.
First time we tested.
Yeah.
I put three. I tested myself first. Now when I'm testing with her, I need to be fake nervous. Like,
and then magically.
I got magically. When the shit is out, I'm like, oh, man.
There's a friend of mine who her parents made a test every month. So she had like these HIV tests at her house, like at a random time.
Wow.
So I'm there at the house drinking whatever. She's like, let's do an HIV test, right? And I did one. And it was, she took out a positive one, all right? Hey!
Wait.
Where did she get that from?
Well, I don't know,
but she had a positive one. She took it out. And I'm like, yeah, and last week, yeah, and the week before, and
with the two lines.
Yeah, I was like, I believe that shit. I'm like, yeah, he fucking that. Hey,
bro.
And then now she's like, she's kidding. Here's my real one. It was negative.
But there's some HIV tests at a place, just like
Mother makes a test every month.
Damn, bro.
Pretty. Crazy, eh?
That is wild.
Not even at pregnancy tests or stuff like that?
Not even a
pregnancy test.
No, I'd imagine, let's say parents, maybe I've heard of mothers who would test their daughters with like a pregnancy test. That's understandable. Mm. But not HIV test.
But think about it, you can't have a pregnancy test every month because eventually you'll see it.
Mm.
You know, the HIV, you'll see it, but maybe sometimes maybe you won't see it till forever because of, you know what I mean? But with a thing, 4 or 5 months, you'll see it, you know what I mean? But with an HIV one, it makes sense, but still, that sounds like abusive, man. You know?
Bro, I was so scared, man.
That's abusive.
Before the test came out, I was like, God, if I am negative, I'm never having sex again.
Then it was negative.
Hey, I was stressed, eh? Hey, I'm like, bring me the smokes. But, hey, could be that one, yeah, and that one.
Damn, bro.
Which one? Who did you suspect the most?
I don't know, it was long ago, man. It's like years back.
But that is awesome.
Can you give us space? We're working here. Please, give us space.
I want to make sure. Tell them where we're recording first. Like, where we're recording from.
Oh, yeah. We come from David Mashabela. Email Mashabela at...
No, podcast@mashabela.co.za.
There you go. If you want to use the facilities.
Thank you. Thank you. Give us space there.
Okay, Jojo what's this girl's show, name? Bro? Let's be honest. Jojo really loves chilling.
Like,
she really, really does love chilling. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, if you agree to do the HIV game with us. It's not a game, but the HIV test with us. Okay, you're going to do the HIV test with us?
Awesome. Sure. Yeah. Hmm? In Zozo we trust.
What's Zozo the girl's name?
And Conor.
You tell us.
What's her name? No, Zozo, are you chilling?
She always chilling.
Guys, Zozo, we're working.
Why today?
Give us space, Zozo. Give us space, Zozo. Thank you. Give us space. Oh, we're working here, Chief.
She's always chilling, dog.
Yeah. She watched the show like everyone else.
Zozo, happened.
Fact checker has something. She's been buzzing us. Why are you still thinking?
Ghost Luby.
He's been nagging me. Hey, bro, let me see the Porsche.
Okay, come here, Coast.
I've never been in a Porsche. I've never been in a Porsche, bro.
Forgot the girl's name, bro.
Ghost Luby. Easy, man.
Look at that poison.
Okay, go inside. Between them.
Come in there. People must see you, man.
Yeah, people must see you.
Yeah, come on.
So you came at the right time. Bring out the test there. So we're doing a live HIV test on the show right now. Are you ready?
For sure. No, I'm good.
All right, bring there.
Wow.
I'm picking you first, ne?
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Shout out, man. He was with us earlier on when we were doing signatures during the week at Pretoria.
Oh, for IEC, man.
So he's we need 1,000 signatures. One of them is his.
Shout out.
What were you doing there, actually?
Yeah.
In Pretoria.
I'm from Pretoria, so I'm just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's my hood, so I just chill out there.
Bro, when we talk about Seymour, why do you have a grin about that?
Nah. I just like to keep, like, you know what I mean, my relationship. Like.
Oh, fuck out of you. She's on your videos.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in our face.
Nah. Just like, you know, she's my lady, so I just like to like,
yeah.
Not say too much. And show the people what I want to show the people.
Just have you guys done an HIV test?
No.
You see, it's not a thing, bro.
Wait, so are you at that stage yet? Or it's like, you're not there yet? Because you do an HIV test when you're going to go sonar. You know what I mean? Like, you do an HIV test when you're going to not condomize.
Yeah. Nah, we're not at that stage yet. So when, you know, when it's time for baby making and stuff, then like, you know,
No. Not you say a condom doesn't mean you're trying to make a baby.
It just means you trust each other.
It
like
just
that.
Means, yeah.
Nah.
Because you can still avoid a baby without a condom.
If you have unprotected sex, then like, guys, high chances you're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
No.
So that's like, that should be like, yeah.
True.
You shouldn't be having unprotected sex with someone that you don't want to have a baby with.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, okay, if you were like that, yes.
Bro, we had Joseph Diary the other week.
Yeah.
And he was with your honey, bro.
What's going on there?
Yeah, bro.
What's going on there?
Hey, my guy. You just apologized. Hey, retract.
You did him dirty, eh? You did him dirty with that. Oh, isn't that Koshi? He's going, you did him dirty.
Yeah, that was fucked up. But
no, but it's fine. And if she falls pregnant, just like Joseph, she'll just say she got impregnated by the Holy Ghost. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's the story of Jesus. Mary told Joseph that she got impregnated by the Holy Ghost. It's in the Bible. Read your Bible, son. Go read your Bible. Go read your Bible. It's in the Bible. I'm not making it up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the story of Joseph and Jesus.
Fed Checker has had her arms up for a while now. Yeah. What's going on, Fed Checker, man? What do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to know, in terms of this game, how will we know whose results are whose?
That's the point.
So if there's one that's negative...
We are promoting the youth to test and the results to be... Anonymous.
Okay, if there's one that's positive or two that's positive,
it means there's
two of us here that are positive.
Yes, and it means my friend with HIV is still my friend. Yeah. No, not your...
L-O.
No, like, dude, think about it. We are promoting, number one, people to test. Remember the stat came out that in Bram, I mean, you can't go there just get signatures and not and not spread testing. That in Bram, there's some hot spots. Right? That HIV is on the rise. The new infections, STIs.
Yeah.
STIs. So we're promoting for people to test, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, for your status to be private. Number three. Number four, if someone is positive, it is a reflection of the status of the country.
So how is it private when
and it doesn't
play it here?
Because you don't know whose test it is.
Oh.
You don't know whose result it is.
Oh, okay.
And even if you do know, it doesn't change the dynamic of the fact that we're family. It could be mine and I'm willing to put my...
Okay.
My
Vela, you need to test.
Line.
You need to test for corona, first of all.
Shout out, man. West Palm Beach was amazing.
Yeah, how's Miami, dog? How was
That's
it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Into Miami jersey.
Oh, you got a
test? That's my American team. Yeah.
Oh, you got a
I miss Messi by 2 days.
No way.
They just played, exactly.
Oh,
bro.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was really amazing. West Palm Beach was great, man. Like, shout out to the guys who hosted me, St. Clair. His wife, so he's a South African, married to an American lady. She's a huge chiller.
Wow.
She knows, like, episodes from the pool and things that we said in the pool. Shout out to Angela. Shout out to Lebza, Rob, Nats, Saddam, Gray, all the guys I met there. Then we went to Orlando.
Yeah.
Watched an NBA game.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Yeah, I met Willie Lele there, South African. A lot of South Africans are there.
Yeah, no,
like in the
diaspora area.
No, hospitality industry.
Okay,
so a lot of them are there. Like they're chefs.
Yeah.
They work in hotels. You know, they get paid decently and stuff. Ooh, then there was one guy, bro. Fucking horrible story.
Yeah.
Like he had to come back. Like, and the guy was chatting to him. So casual, so chilled. Chatting. And then later, one of the guys like, no, the guy you're chatting to, yeah, bro. Because we was talking about that. Like, we were talking about SA. Mm-hmm. The state of SA. It's like, yeah, just you got a call. Daughter got raped and he was trying to like deal with it for a week and it was like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to SA. And you can imagine he's probably blaming himself, but also it would have happened maybe even if he was here because it could have happened elsewhere at a post office, which has happened before, or anywhere else, you know? So it was so, so sad, man. But it's just people looking for greener pastures out there, you know? Met Welile and Mawetu. Welile has met you. He's from Jacksonville. when you went to the US as well, yeah. But it was really amazing. Oh, Nak and Busiso were also there, but they had another gig, same day as ours, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so shout out to them as well, man. But it was really, really amazing. I can't wait to go back, bro.
Oh, yeah, we're going back, man, because the USA tour is confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tickets, we're going to start selling tickets from now.
Yeah.
Let me just get the flyer so I can tell you which states we're going to be in. And I just found out recently that we're going to be there during the week of the BET Awards.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Let me go. Zandy. Okay. What is it? Okay. Pod USA Tour. So here we are. Ne? 22nd of June. We're going to be out in New Jersey for the Shisanyama with... Shisanyama, you know Shisanyama does every
yeah, yeah. Shisanyama is it's CJ, yeah.
Zandy J.
Yes.
And New Jersey, and then on the 28th of January, we're gonna be at DMV.
Mm. I got New Jersey already, but it's cool.
And Sol is back, ladies and gentlemen. And then. DMV is like, let me Google it. It's like a whole different positive.
It's Maryland and Virginia. That's what Snail is saying.
And DC.
And Virginia.
And DC, I think. And Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Okay. Shout out.
And then 29th of June, we're going to be in L.A. Los Angeles, yeah. So to all our American chillers, make sure you get your tickets. We want to see you guys. We want to have fun with you guys.
Nice.
And that weekend, like I said, is the weekend of the BATs. So we were meant to go to Atlanta after L.A.
But
realized that everybody's going to be at the BET Awards. So it'll be a good time for us to stay a bit longer so we can get more interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the BET Awards, I wait in
L.A. Yeah.
L.A.
That weekend that we are there.
That'll be so dope, bro. How long are we there for?
We're there for like 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait. But I can't wait to go back to the U.S.
What did you think of Miami, bro? Like, the vibe, like...
It was great. The vibe was very great. But West Palm Beach is a bit separated, you know, from, like, main city Miami. But the vibe was great. I arrived late at night. And then we had to drive out to West Palm Beach. I got shocked. I've never seen a ukoko when you're open, you know? Like... I see drugs in South Africa are a problem. But it's mostly the youth, you know, with the drug problem. But there, I saw like an old lady, she's like in her 60s at a garage. Mm. And she's on drugs. Like, she's a crackhead. Mm. I'm like, oh, fuck. And the guys are like, yeah, bro, like, it's Miami, you know, because of obviously, you know, the guys, your Pablo. And because most of the drugs are from South America. Exactly. So Port of Miami. Yeah, a lot of times. So it's got that.
It's a city built on drugs, essentially.
Mm. Literally, it's a city built on drugs. So historically. So you can't even, it's not even safe. So like, buy if you like, you're born on Mafia's or on Jengami. You can't just buy weed and it could be laced with God knows what.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's just, yeah. That was my reality.
So you never smoked a joint there?
No, I didn't actually. As soon as I got there, I was sick. You know, I could feel that on your cooler. And I didn't really want to be like, I haven't smoked weed in like 4 weeks now.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah. I don't like smoke like that. You know, I smoke on my downtime. If I wasn't sick, I probably would have. Probably. You know, but I don't trust a lot of joints. Like, that's why I carry my own. So if you're flying out the country, you can't have your weed as well.
Yeah.
And otherwise...
And because of you being sick, now we're going for parliament, chief.
Hey, my son.
What the fuck is happening?
Yo, son.
I missed one episode. I'm sick, chiki-chiki. Chiki-chiki.
Sakangasa, bitch.
Sakangasa.
Yeah,
chiki-chiki. Kongolo. Wait, man. What's going on, guys?
So remember, he texted in the morning that, yo, my G, I'm feeling sick.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I thought about, okay, let's get Eugene to stand in for him. I mean, for you.
Yes.
But I was like, Eugene's probably a busy guy. Let me call someone who's got nothing to do, you know?
Well, he got us a lot to do for the whole week. He got us walking in the streets.
Yeah.
So I called JJ. I'm like, yo, Jay, would you mind standing in for Saul?
Yes.
And he's like, no problem. And literally, every time he sees us, he's been talking about this. And we always just brush it aside because he's got no interest. Like, yeah, whatever, JJ.
Yeah.
So we spoke about it on the show and everybody was like, let's do it, man.
That's true.
And we were like, why not? And we're pressed against time.
The thing is, he sold it well now.
Even you.
Yeah.
Even now.
It was a collective.
Yeah, you see, it's backtracking now. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So everybody is like, yeah, let's go.
Yes.
So, but when he says this, what is this? What was he proposing?
Let's call him so he can explain.
Yeah, what? Because a lot of people I'm seeing in the news are like, Mac G is political, he's going to parliament and stuff. I think there needs to be clarity on what exactly is happening.
So what I know is that we needed 1,000 signatures before Friday because the IEC was closing, whatever. Because we're running as independent candidates.
Yeah, which is an individual.
Individual,
an independent party individual.
100%. Okay, yeah. Cool. JJ!
Yo!
Welcome. You're live on the podcast, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, fuckface?
Hey, man, it's fucking kidding. I've never worked so hard in my life like this week, bro. I literally took 1,000 pictures.
Four signatures.
That's how we got them.
You sign first, then picture.
And
you must see the banner papers. It's just 00. Because people had to put the ID numbers. It's just 00, 00, 00. Then there's 191. And then mine was 87. And then 00, 00.
It's the weird ones. It's like,
So Jay, you're the mastermind behind this. A lot of people are confused. Can you break it down to the chillers? What did they sign? What's going on and what's coming up next?
Yeah.
Oh, so what we did is that, well, welcome back home, man.
All right, shout out, Jay.
Yeah, man, the COVID didn't kill you. Good.
This, you know, for the fifth time.
Perfect. Look, what we did...
You can tell JJ didn't shake soul. You guys are too cordial.
Taking over parliament was not good enough.
So what we did last week, Mac, was something dope because we literally hit the street trying to, you know, rally young South Africans to help
us. Don't say we, my man. It was just I and the team. Where were you? You came to Bram and that was it. Because we did Bram on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We got about 460 signatures.
Yeah, was Bram. For Bram.
Yeah,
an hour.
For like, to leave, so we got 460 signatures in 2 hours. And then we went to Pretoria. Yeah. We're meant to go to Tux, but we were parked by Church Street. And we were like
Church Central
while we're waiting for Dudu to bring like the ballot papers and the clipboards.
The signature, whatever.
Yeah.
And then so we're like, while we're waiting for Dudu, let's get some signatures while we're here. And then we ended up staying there the whole time. And then
we went to Semi Marks, CR Square.
We caught like 1,000 on Thursday.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope. So that's really dope. So I mean we've ticked all the boxes for the IEC. So now the ball is in that court now. You know, just a verification process, but we've done everything we can do on our side. The hard work starts after we jump the line, cross the line. Then the hard work starts.
Okay, just explain to someone who is hearing this for the first time. What is this? Is it a Chila's party? Is Mac G going to parliament? All these questions. What you know, that need answers.
Yeah, people are asking.
Because now newspapers are spreading misinformation on the news, on TV. Mm. Like, Mac G is in politics now. He's going to be the president. He wants to be, you know, political.
I wouldn't vote for Mac G.
We have to drive back together, you know that.
So explain to your 5-year-old, what is this? You know, what did we get the 1,000 votes, signatures for?
Isn't it 3-year-old?
Five. Password.
You guys.
Sorry, JJ, you can continue. JJ, go on.
Yeah. So
imagine in parliament, explain to him like you. No, 3.
No, Wi-Fi. Oh, the password. I call it COVID. Chief, it's here. Hey, fuck it, we need 2 seats.
No. Okay, let's practice this one.
Okay, JJ,
let's start now.
So in essence, what we did is that we lobbied to get signatures for what is that, Eugene to become an independent candidate. What that means is that, you know, what the IEC did was that, I mean, they're going to divide the parliament. There'll be members of parliament, I mean, the normal political parties, and then there'll be independent candidates, right? So we pushed to get, we're trying to push to get, what's his name?
Eugene Koza.
Eugene Koza inside. So there's going to be three ballot papers, right? There is something called the national paper and the provincial paper. Those are the normal ballot papers that we usually that are usually during the election.
Yes.
And they're going to introduce a third ballot paper called the regional paper.
Yes.
Which Eugene is going to be a part of, right? Once you jump the line. So in essence, you can still be an MK supporter, BFI or ANC. You can still vote for your political party on the first two ballot papers. And then you have an option to vote for the third on the third ballot paper, which is the independent candidate paper. I mean, it doesn't get as simple as that.
Got you. And that's the one Eugene will be on.
That's the one Eugene will be on. So Eugene is not taking away from any political party. Mac is not setting a political party. It's Eugene. We're supporting Eugene as an independent candidate.
To pull him, who's to gonna put him go into, there. In parliament.
Yeah, to put him in parliament. He's going to go there and represent our interests. So we have to give him a mandate. Who's and say, Chief, when you get there, yeah?
Okay, who's our? Before the we give him a name or who's our when you say our interests?
No, the Chillers. Okay, the Chillers. Cool. He's going there on the Chillers ticket. Okay. You know, the Chillers are going to give him a mandate and say, Eugene, when you go to parliament, right, after we voted for you, we want you to address the following issues, A, B, C, and D, you know? And Eugene has had a field day. I mean, over the past 2 days, he's been doing interviews with everyone from Eyewitness News, everybody's been calling. So some of those issues, he started communicating them. I mean, they're all over the media, you know. So that's in essence, that's what we did for the past week.
So for example, recently there was an impeachment of Judge Kope, and obviously all the MPs, members of parliament, voted. Then the Chillers could have said, Eugene, Situma go to vote, they saw.
Yes, basically. So the Chillers
would have a word in parliament.
Yeah, like also even the impeachment of the public protector.
Oh, yes.
You know, the Chillers were going to say, hey, Eugene, when you go, you vote this way. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, beautiful. But let's not jump the gun. Let's not get too excited because we still need IEC to verify the signatures we got.
Yeah.
And then once we get that letter to say we are officially an independent, whatever you called it, then we can bring you and Eugene so we can chat about this. But now, I think let's not jump the gun because we don't know if this is going to happen or not.
Yeah,
you know?
We're going to wait for the IEC now feedback.
We're testing democracy, literally.
Yeah, we're literally testing. Yeah. It's an exercise to test, a social exercise to test democracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 100%.
All right, cool, my dog.
100% is beautiful. That's one, Ken.
All right, thanks, JJ. But how crazy is it how God works? Because...
Right?
Bro, for you to be sick, you are never sick, bro.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, okay, you're sick, but you never miss the show.
Yeah, even when I'm sick, I do come.
Yeah, but you come.
I'm never so sick that I don't miss the show. Only twice.
You know what I mean?
Monkeypox.
You know what I mean? Yes.
And I haven't been absent since monkeypox.
So it has to be the extreme. Yeah,
it has to be really bad. It was really bad.
The one time you're extremely sick, JJ comes, we do this thing, and we have 1 week to get 1,000 signatures, which we got in 2 days.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at... putting UJ in parliament. We are going to parliament, guys.
We are not, Eugene. We are sending Eugene to parliament.
You bought
it. Yes. But guess who had all the time in the world to raise 7,000 signatures and they failed?
Mom. No, sir. No, but they did pass.
Who?
Kulukuluma.
Okay, so... Let him
go. The Cape Independence Party.
Oh, those
fucking losers. So they need a 7,000. Why? Because they're not independent candidates. They are
a party.
But parties need a bigger number for the national.
What's his name? Musi Maimane needed 100 and something.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I think 50,000 or so, but he got 140,000. Yeah. Right? That's for like on the national ballot. Yeah. Like he explained it very well.
100%.
Right? And then... there's the provincial ballot, and then there's the regional. Mm. Now, to be on the provincial ballot as a party, right, you need 7,000. Because they need a 7,000, then they're going to rally their people they want out of South Africa.
Sorry to cut you off. So if we had enough time and got 7,000 signatures, we could have run for national.
No, provincial.
Okay.
Provincial. Yeah, as a
Party. Now we're talking
party. Yeah. Because us now, this is
independent.
Oh, it's Eugene. It's independent. Is an individual.
Powered by the Chillers.
Yeah, powered by or endorsed by the Chillers.
Got you.
You get me? Mm. Yeah. So they failed dismally.
I know. Fuck them, dog.
Now they live in hope.
Baba Ashwe.
Baba Ashwe.
How many did they get?
200. And they were digital. They were like online. But they gave us all these things and said they did well, what is it called? They did like a survey and people 53% of Western Cape or 60% wants out of the Western Cape, yada 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 yada. Then come to get the endorsement signatures, they failed dismally.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Sonny Anna, Mr. Miami is back. Ghost Lady is back. Dudu's here. Tabang is here. Neo's here. Fat Checker is here. DJ BJ is here.
DJ BJ.
You know, so it was
why does it feel empty? Oh, Tibla and Tato are not here.
Yeah. But what was so cool being on the streets is to see how much love we have from people out there, bro. My 2000s love us, bro. Yeah.
Bro, crazy.
And I didn't realize that. I didn't even know that because I thought, like, you know, it's people our age group.
Something, yes.
Yeah, that watch the show, you know?
Yeah.
But we got so much love, man. And people love Simpiwe, bro. In prime, they were just like, where's Simpiwe?
Yeah, okay, I'm coming in the air to a call, Kopan. Over safe. Prime foot wise. It's true. It's a fact.
So what's happening with this new girl who's giving Slay Queens chest pains? Ntando Gazi.
But I don't know much about her, but I don't think she's a Slay Queen.
She's not a Slay Queen.
She's not a Slay Queen, but she's a pretty girl. What I saw from what's trending is that she was just being appreciated for her being humble and just being humble towards her man, appreciating what her man gives her. So she's been trending and now she's even getting like all these gifts from companies. I think it was Red Bull because she'll be asking.
Oh, wow.
And she'll be just
gently.
And
that's for Sheenie Bag,
She's that type of girl that will gently ask, like, baby, how ang tengelangi Red Bull? I think it was you know, like it was
innocent.
It's nothing like... you know, for you to love me. You know how things now happen.
So are the Slay Queens getting chest pains? Like, imagine Pierre's getting chest pains
basically,
over an apple.
What would happen? I think with these videos, the boyfriend would just record her when she's just talking. And she's such a sweet girl, Shem. I saw all the videos. She's just sweet and genuine and... I think now people got like, you know, the chest pains of like, this girl is made this like the epitome of what a real woman and how they should.
The what?
Epitome.
Epitome.
There's no master plan. If she was, there's no master of pronunciation. Epitome, you're right. Epitome.
Epitome. Is that what you want to say? Epitome.
Epitome is fine.
The epitome.
It's like, you know what it's like? Penelope and Penelope. I want Penelope to check us.
Exactly.
Penelope. And they want, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't get that because, like, there's so many women. I'm glad that a spotlight got shot.
I missed that one, man. I don't get it. Yo, I missed it.
I get you, man. he missed it. He just missed you. He missed you. Embrace him. Embrace him. Give him a hug. Give him something.
I'm 26, guy. Like, there's a lot of women, and I appreciate that a spotlight was shone on her. But, like, a lot of women who are like that in SA, like, plenty. Things, let me tell you, right? A lot of them, some do have Twitter accounts. A lot of them don't have Instagram accounts. If they do, they're not even that busy, right? Or super hectic. They do have Twitter accounts. They don't post much. They're not the trending ones. They're not the ones that are going to post something that's going to get 300 retweets. They're not the feminists.
Thank you.
A lot of them are out there. Quality women who, when you water her, she grows into a beautiful flower. Mm. And you water her is important also. Mm. Bear in mind, right? Because that woman can't be from a toxic environment.
True.
She can't be in an environment where
Because you see, even on the videos, the guy is talking to her nicely, you know, whether it's he's dropping her off, just wishing her to have a good day or whatever. So it's a nice conversation between two people who are happy with each other.
There are guys who don't earn much, who don't have cars, who don't, you know, who are not the ideal man for a lot of women,
but
who are full of loving.
That's her name.
Yes, who are loving, care for the woman, faithful, you know what I mean? And get that kind of treatment from women.
And HIV positive? No, so negative.
Am I positive? Oh, so they deserve love too. Like, no, honestly, am I the HIV positive?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Bam, and the umfiki anjalo, right? But because of this guy, and the toilet with Babu Yagu Mchita, the Abontando Sabani, Babu Yagu Mchita, which I was a serial cheater, doesn't give a fuck, get the lead, I am shy. And they still honor that guy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of South African, dude, we've got quality women. Yeah, I know what you say, bro.
We do. Just go to Venda, man. It's amazing.
Yes. No jokes. Like, you know what I mean? Or go to
KZN. But there's POPs now in Venda. They're creeping up POPs.
Yeah, it's going to happen. POP culture is like, it's a cancer, you know what I mean? That spreads all over. But there's just some women who are grounded, raised so
well. Because there's a lot of vendor blessers also.
Also, yes. Yes, also, because there are a lot of vendor blessers. And they pull here and possibly maybe take their culture there. Some, you know?
Thank you.
Some maybe leave it there, and then obviously back there,
it creates the POP culture
or whatever. You know what I mean?
But it's so beautiful that you said that, because when I was chatting to Fat Check outside, she was mentioning the same sentiment. Like, let me not put words in your mouth. I don't want to come on your face.
Please, if you started watching immediately. If you started watching middle of the podcast,
please.
Don't say this podcast.
Oh, it's a snippet. They're gonna snip it.
Yes, don't snip it this thing. Don't
please
snip
go start at the beginning.
Yeah. And when you snip it, don't cut me out. Go to the fucking beginning for context.
Fuckers. Snips all out.
Don't snip me out, fucker.
Snip.
You're saying, Patrick?
I'm just saying that it's so funny how a lot of men are basically highlighting and emphasizing this Ndandokazi lady, right? Without understanding the fact that you can find that behind the scenes, her boyfriend was actually becoming, I could say, the standard type of provider and guy that she needed, and that's what made her submissive. It's quick to actually point out the wrong that females are doing, and we see that a lot on social media.
Yeah.
Yet we do not actually take note of the fact that some women are aggressive or act the way that they're acting because the men that they are basically associating themselves with are not treating them with the type of respect and love and provision that they need. You get me? Because if a guy is to fill that gap and become the man a woman needs, she will automatically become submissive. Yes. And there's a reason why Ndandokazi is the way she is. There's a reason why she's staying with the guy that she's with. You get me? It's not because she can't get anyone, but she can't get anyone who's better than the guy that she's with. And he's treating
preach,
her better.
Child.
You get me?
Okay, technically she can.
She can
always get somebody better.
Not necessarily.
But she's happy with who she has.
Yeah, she's happy. And she's
content.
For
else.
Yes. Yeah. And not only that, but to her, that's her. That's the definition of best, you get me? And that's why she has chosen to submit to such a guy. You can't come and basically become tough on me and ridicule me and then expect me to be submissive. If you're going to treat me like trash, I'm going to treat you like trash. Ooh. But if you treat me like treasure, then I'll treasure you too.
Amen.
Yeah, but corner when you who get treated like treasure and then still fuck somebody over. And it happens both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like
there's
many women who are like, Ndandokazi, and the niggas still treat them like trash.
Ooh.
It's even more than that.
Hey, ooh, what? MacGyver.
No, but to be honest, there's more men who treat good women like shit than good men who get treated like shit by bad women.
Yep.
Even though the good man is doing something for them. But it's a feather's, to be honest. Because how many times have you seen a nigga, you know, not pay school fees, not provide for his kids, Balenciaga, original, nice car, bitches, popping bottles, kids suffering.
Ooh.
Woman is in debts because borrowing money. You know, sometimes, you know what I mean? Versus a nigga who does everything for the girl and it's a monogamous relationship, you know? But the girl is like, ah, tech. Because the niggas are trying to marry hoes. You know that thing of taking the girl from the club and you think, and then they do, but you know, she still wants to keep living in the streets, life of the streets and hookups in hotels.
Except Zimbabwe.
Yeah, in Zimbabwe, you need EID. Yo, there's no visitors. Reservation guest, one guest. You gotta be one guest. And we go to Zimbabwe. So, Simna.
What people don't understand is that submission is both ways, as much as it's put primarily on the woman, but. If we go back to the Bible, you know, and what's written, it obviously says men love your woman. It's required of you what you don't necessarily can easily give. And obviously with women, it's required out of them because they don't easily. It's until one, there's that thing of you give and take. You get it? So,
but you guys easily give love. Let's be honest.
Man. That's why it's not. No.
You guys easily submit, man.
Listen, that's like beautiful. I'm mothering.
That's why
it's not required from us. It does not say women love your husbands. It says submissive to, but with men it says love. Yeah, exactly. But submission maybe from men is easily given, but love. It's not necessarily something that is given.
So before we move on, would you say maybe that's why some women find themselves in the same predicament to the point where they are angry at men in general because they keep going for men that haven't shown love for them, but because they like the guy, right? And I'm not saying don't go for a guy you don't like, but it's worthy sometimes to give the guy who has shown that he wants to be there, provide for you, and then... you submit to him, obviously, if you find something likable within him as well. Because I feel like a lot of women miss that part and go for what they like, even if it's toxic time and time again.
You know, though, true.
The bad boys.
That's very true.
Emotionally unavailable niggas that you guys find so attractive.
Like, women maybe have the inability to identify someone who genuinely loves you and able to say his actions are showing love. Not just money or finances or taking... It's not only provision. It's a lot of things when you have to break down that show that are evidence of love.
Even though he may not be the perfect picture I've always envisaged in my head, but...
perfect picture?
Oh, I'm not a six-pack, whatever your picture is.
Oh, yes.
But you can work with this.
Yes.
A lot of women
things that you can
mentality.
Work with, yes.
A lot of women don't have that.
I think socialization. I think for women,
this
it's
is
like
doo-doo.
We've been...
Hey, I wanted to ask you, man. You know, in your space, ne?
Like what space?
Female to female. Is there mavuso?
Oh yeah.
Who pays the mavuso?
Yeah. No. What?
Wait. What if it's a really wealthy woman sleeping with another woman? Will there be in the back of the not so wealthy woman the expectation of something?
Yeah.
Something.
Yes, but there's no mavuso, guys. No, it's
so no ladies.
Equal.
No Both ladies ever asked you.
Women. Hey.
No woman has ever asked you for mavuso,
or like a handout.
Okay, what do you know, Mac?
No. I'm asking.
I just want to be sure.
I'm just curious. I'm just
there. What do you keep saying? You want a handout?
guys.
Hi, man. Hey. What's wrong with you, man? Care for yourself.
You want to end up?
You guys are terrible. All right, guys. You.
Does it happen?
Oh my god. Hey?
Does it happen? Or like maybe you slept with another girl and then ohambile, you open your wallet, you're shining a two-finger.
Marasol.
It happens with us.
Because
the one that the five clippers is missing or something. Does it happen to niggas?
I think it's the quality of the woman you go for, but that has never happened to me.
But is the expectation though of something? If let's say a woman meets another woman at a club, and then we are born with, oh damn, she stays in Saddlebrook Estate, the house probably 30-40 million rands.
Yeah.
There's horses galloping, and you know, it's a nice countryside estate. I got that after the deed thing. There's no that kind of expectation. Because with men who women, there generally is. Sometimes a woman may not say, depending on the quality of woman you have. But generally they would be.
I understand. Because I'm a girl too. I date guys and girls. So I get what you mean. I understand that. Like what you're explaining. I get it. You know what I mean. When you're with a girl, there's just it's slightly different, you know. Okay, sure. Maybe you're gonna look at her and be like, oh, shame, she might not have money to go back home. And then you make sure that she gets home and so whatever. But it's not mavuso.
It wouldn't be a sense of it's entitled by the one who's got less.
Oh,
it would be the sense of giving from the one who's got more.
Yes.
But it was not expected.
No. There's less of that. I have not experienced that. Sure, I have like seen the situation and I'm like, okay, it's far from where you are. Then I'm going to have to just, you know, contribute to your...
Which is a decent thing to do.
That's what it is.
Even as a guy, if you sleep with a girl and you're being considerate, it's a decent thing to do, let's be honest.
Yes. So it's not from a point of not with girls. I know, you know, not with girls. You just give her because she's struggling maybe, or she's from far and then you want to fly her and then she's closer just to make things easier. It's not financial.
No. Fair enough, man. So speaking about women, I don't know if this ties into the conversation, but there's a guy I met, I'll never forget this, so profound, bro. Mm. He said, when you have the right woman, how do I say it, man? I can't say it the way he said it. You know, I'm bad with these things, man. Like, basically, these people give birth, right? Which is like a supernatural power.
That's
so
true.
When you have the right woman, God is able to bless you through them.
Yeah.
That is 100%.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, these people give birth, bro.
It reminds me of like, I think it's a thing you said when you were leading up to your proposal with Naledi.
Yeah,
you're like, you're the reason for every good thing that
of course.
You know, your kids, a lot of the things, the podcast, everything else, the products that you push, because she was there and probably helped you with them as well. And gave you the freedom to be the best you and creativity that you can be.
Mm.
Even though sometimes you can come up with a creative idea, but you need that peaceful environment that allows the growth of 100%. That and nurturing that. So I think I get you, bro.
Man, I found that so profound. I'm like, fuck you, right?
But there's a verse,
women are super beings, bro.
There's
like
a Bible verse.
And that's why there's that saying, behind every successful man, there's a
woman.
Yeah.
Women are super, super people.
There's a Bible verse that backs what you're trying to say.
So, Shots, you must look at...
Women are super people.
What does Shorts have to do with this? Wait, whoa.
He's falling asleep during shoots. That's not a successful man.
He's a restful man.
Now, women are super people.
He's a restful man.
He's a restful man. No, the Bible says, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
Exactly.
So there's a blessing to us when a man finds a wife.
The right wife.
Because that shit will make anyone get married.
Whoa.
That shit will make anyone get married to anything and anyone.
Thank you so much.
Don't get married to anything.
I receive from. Yes,
yeah, women are super, man. When you get a super woman,
the
take
right,
it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm super come no one. Woman, because you're kind of super.
Can I tell you something funny, bro?
Yeah.
So I met this lady. She's like a masseuse, right? She works at a surgery, like a doctor who does like liposuction and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she goes through a lot, man. Like, we need to get a proper one to come tell us the stories. These things they see is crazy. Yeah. But what she was saying is that a lot of ministers right now are coming to the doctor to get liposuction because they want six packs, right? But yeah. they don't know the after effects. Why not? I just want a six pack.
Yeah, right? Just the outcome.
Yes.
The end product.
Yes. So when they get to her, the masseuse, it's during the rehabilitation phase. And then what happens is sometimes, like, because like your stomach is attached to your lower part of your of your body.
Yes.
Right? Maybe there might be complications. Maybe this part and that part are not meeting well. So niggas find out during that masseuse or during a...
The recovery period after.
Yeah. After the baby.
We are talking about men. We are speaking about men. Nyemikaba. We are speaking about... We are speaking about men. Abeki simikaba ngamalipo. Why would women ministers... Imagine... Oh, gosh, imagine... Umam Sindisiwe Chikunga, Minister of Transport in the six pack. What's one about the male minister?
Okay, all right.
You understand? So that part and that body, they find out during consultation or they need to go back or something's wrong. Mm. And the niggas find out that they can't rock for like 2-4 months. Then they get mad because I get they get in the six pack for the young ones.
Yeah, yeah. And hey. Sometimes they're already paying the townhouses and the cars
yes.
that these young ones are living in.
Yes. Then when they find out that the thing is not going to work for like 2-4 months, they're like, oh, no, fuck this shit. Take this shit back. I want
What's this thing for?
Oh, shame.
Oh, man. So I found that so funny.
Okay,
bro.
So they want to skip the eat healthy, eat well, and gym process,
yeah,
right, and
yeah.
take the shortcuts.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want to. You see, the problem about being wealthy and having things come to you easy, they don't want to be disciplined and make one sacrifice, even if it's for 4 months, to get something worthwhile. Because they already took a fucking shortcut. You know what I mean? They because life is just that soft for them.
Oh, man.
So to just not fuck for 4 months and get an instant six pack.
Yeah.
I mean, look, even if you're old, man, life is long. You're still gonna, even worse now, you're gonna fuck even longer and better and more. What's 4 months, you know? What's 4 months?
Hey, I found that funny, man. Like, yeah.
It's very, yeah.
But remember how we laughed at Kanye West when he came out and said he had her procedure done just to lipo. So obviously, with the influence of her being with Kim. Remember when he just declared
But Kanye got lipo.
Yeah. But people laughed at him and like, how could you? And I'm surprised when you say that now this is what's happening in South Africa with men. Like, wow.
Bro, she told me another crazy story. We got to get this lady on, man.
Ooh.
Like, it's so funny, dog. So
which ministers have we seen that have just...
Yeah, now we must go around and see who's going to just...
Who looks a little different, Chinyana?
Six-pack.
Yay.
So this is the other story she tells me. She tells me they did, liposuction on a lady, right? And then she was during the process of healing, right?
Yeah.
But she's in a... open relationship with her husband. So she's got a young Ben 10. Wow, one. And then when you do that procedure, you're supposed to heal for like, I don't know, a month or two, right?
Oh.
And then the Ben 10 couldn't wait anymore. Wow, one. So after like 2 weeks, he went in. He went in, bruh. And then when she went to go see the doctor to consult, they told her that she has to go back and do the operation because he ripped her up.
Oh, R.I.P. to her.
Wait, which procedure? Lipo?
Yeah.
What does it have to do with the vagina?
No, it's not the vagina. I get it like, you know, the vagina is connected to this part of the body.
Okay.
And then that's where the healing needs to happen.
So over rafwa nyakaza.
Yes, they was going into
touch it from the...
Yeah.
Inside,
and you know, pentens, you know, they got energy.
Passages of the vagina.
While the husband is still respecting.
But I don't get it, man. If she's got that much money, why don't you just say good penten? Not even, let's just say go do your thing with somebody else.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, look, you just did a procedure.
Oh, but she wanted, maybe she wanted it.
She was also,
yeah.
And caught feelings. Because now she can't even say to the penten,
no.
Here's 10K. go to a club, rock, buy a bottle and rock somebody, you know what I mean? Because now she's caught feelings already. So she also wanted it. And unesquele if angahamba pumenga pike.
But this is the situation, I think, when you do these things for other people who will not be compassionate towards you.
Yeah.
So I think maybe people who do these such procedures, then you have you must have people around you who are compassionate and are able to, you know, like, are able to understand that, okay, if I need like 3 months or 2 days healing, and they are like accepting.
I don't think it's a compassionate thing. It's just horny.
Guys.
It's not a compassionate thing.
Now I need to be compassionate.
No, it's horny, man.
They're in Zimbabwe. There's no visitors. What must they do?
No,
it's just horny, man. No, you're just horny. It's not like you don't care. You're just horny.
No, I get that. But you need to be compassionate. You see, that's the problem with having sex with people who are just horny. You can't just be having sex just for the sake of being horny.
Because you guys go through a similar thing when you do the whole cesarean.
I'm taking it from
situation,
exactly
right?
With a pregnancy. Like, if my husband was not understanding when I couldn't, then it's like, I need to be with someone from the start who's compassionate.
Lady Zama, is that you? Penduka, what else you want to talk about, my dog? What's in your mind?
Are you going to watch the Tyson thingy fight?
What?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting.
For real? No way.
Seriously?
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
On the 25th of July.
Oh, wow. I'm watching that. I'm watching Mike Tyson fight anybody, dog.
I think it's a great opportunity, but at the same
time, Mike Tyson is old.
Yeah, it's like you know what it's like. It's like seeing Michael, like let's say at 2000, right? Who's always heard about Michael Jordan, and now they're gonna see Michael Jordan, but it's like 50 fucking
exactly.
Because Mike is 57, right? Jake Paul is 27.
Thank you.
But to me, it's also like I want to see. It's that experience versus someone who's new in boxing. Okay, Jake Paul is not new anymore, but he's won against some fighters, you know what I mean? Some were mixed martial arts guys and stuff, but he's got a decent record right now and he's taking the stuff serious. So there is a competitiveness to it, even though it's one of those exhibition boxing games. But there is an interest to it that I want to check it out. And I'm really going to check it out.
No, I want to check. That sounds fucking... I'm watching that.
Who do you think is winning?
Obviously, Mike Tyson, man. Mike Tyson, bro, he's a goat,
it's
bro.
It's experience,
yeah,
right?
He's got experience, dog. It's you can't take away experience, dog. Bro.
It's experience.
Yeah.
But now, a 27-year-old guy in his prime who's been doing this and been training for maybe 4 or 5 years now.
Bro, do yourself a favor and look what Mike Tyson was doing when he was 18.
Okay, let's say, like, you like driving, right? You're a good driver also. And then they bring out Schumacher to race against. Okay, fuck. He's a vegetable. He can't, not him. But let's say they bring out a Formula One, you know, Kimi Raikkonen or someone. No, who's that guy who used to race against Schumacher with the blonde hair from Finland? Oh, man, there's a guy from Finland. Okay, let's say Schumacher was in a coma, right? Would you be able to beat him and at your age and you're a good driver? And let's say you've been driving in Formula One for 3 years now.
I think I could take him on.
Exactly. Jake Paul also believes he could take Michael Tyson on. Because it's not Mike Tyson in his prime. With all the experience.
Yeah, but they're selling tickets, bro. It's not really about if he thinks he can take him on or not. They're selling tickets. That's good.
But you believe Mike can win.
Yeah. I think Mike can win. Like if we.
Nah, I think at some point, experience matters, but you also need. But physique is something else. Because if he hasn't been doing coke and hasn't been drinking and has been training, because you can't gain muscle and power at a certain age. You lose that stuff.
Bro, look at women, right? If you've been rocking for 57 years.
Yes.
And here comes a kid who's been rocking for 10 years. He's 27. So he started rocking maybe 17, 18. All right? You know, he can go there, do his thing. Mara, you know. You just have to press him. Here. Yeah, you just have to do this. And you're done with the game. You understand? He doesn't know that. He doesn't have that experience.
Hey, ladies, Stella Ubuza, maybe can you apply?
Yeah.
But like, is that true? Have you been with someone like generationally, the next, you know? Have you been with to both ends of the spectrum? Mm. Okay, dude, that sounds wrong. But have you, yeah. To you, it sounds wrong.
It sounds like...
To you, it sounds wrong. Yeah. But have you been with someone who's much older and someone who's much younger? Who gives it the best?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question. I want to inspire it.
guys, okay. Okay,
but
so
also bear in mind,
younger.
Mac,
okay, yeah.
Before you go
ahead,
on, bear
yeah.
in mind there's some niggas who give these women bad dick from their prime to their old.
Thank you. Yes.
Also,
yes. Yes.
Because people are stuck in their ways about if I come and could deal.
Yeah.
So it's never to them ever about. Hey, hold on.
Yes. I heard a yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I heard a yeah, yeah.
Now I'm on you. I heard a yes. We got a second
yeah.
witness.
Yeah,
the mic will
yeah.
go to her.
I agree.
Yeah. The
honestly,
mic will go to her
so,
afterwards.
So the point you just raised, I agree with that. There's guys who just do things the same way.
Because
they think that's what
I'm I call
have to
I'm
do.
I call
yes.
And I'm
then,
I call to
you know? And then there's the other guys that like, they know that, you know, I need to do certain things.
I've got fingers.
I've got a tongue.
My dick works, but I still have
I have a
things.
Tongue too, right? So there's
yeah.
a whole other
tongue.
Thing.
Tongue. Oh, you guys are going for it. Have you ever used ice?
Ice. Oh. Pussy.
Try some ice and thank me later.
Hey.
That's why they call me the ice man.
Or ice boy.
Hey. T Mac. Crust or cubes? What kind?
Cubes, my
cubes,
boy.
These cubes. These cubes.
Ah, young lively. I'm
sat there, she walked, boy. I'm sat there, she back. He's there, I'm a ice to all this, I got back. Bring my whole fucking. What is this? What is that? Sister Fire.
Fed checker. Yeah. Are you Googling ice?
Yeah, I'm still busy writing that ice note.
Oh, okay.
Mara spendulamos. Spenduli.
Yeah, spenduli.
I agree with Ududu. It's not really about age. Not that I've been around a lot of old men.
No, don't worry. It's a safe space. We're family.
Not that.
We'll pretend like it's, you know.
Yeah, not that I've been around.
We know each other's statuses. We're
but
family,
what
yeah.
I've realized is that a lot of young guys are egotistical, so they do not want to be corrected. You get
egotistical.
Yes. And then a lot of older guys, a lot of older guys think that they know it all. Even though they're very sloppy, some of them are sloppy, or the ones that I've been around, they're very sloppy.
What's sloppy?
Like, okay, when we start off with, oh, mommy and daddy, please don't watch this episode. When we start off with the kisses, they're just the worst kisses. Like, they just don't have that. And foreplay is like the beginning of everything. It's the foundation. So if you get it wrong at the beginning, then by the time we get into the action, it's bad. You get me? And they are young people who are actually willing to learn. I guess what I'm trying to say with all this thing, I don't want to talk forever, is that it all comes with communication and it all comes with understanding. So it's a 50-50. There are those young people who actually suck at having it and they just need to take advice. And there are those old people who just want to get over and done with it. And it's understandable. They're old. I mean, they've reached their prime. Females are still going to pick it up a little bit. You get me? And the older we get, thank God, we become more sexually active. So, I mean, I could be a little bit less than Abududu and Ghosty, yet they know exactly how to pull the strings and do the things when I don't. And a guy, it's the opposite way. Yeah.
Hey, this hair of yours is dangerous.
Hey.
It's dangerous, this new hair of yours.
Hey. Yeah, the new hair gives you a, the new hair, hey. The new hair is,
But she's speaking for a lot of older generations, but she's not rich Because obviously the key point is when she says other people can still comment on the subject better because they are in the other age groups. She's speaking for her own.
Yeah.
Man, I love being on this podcast. All this podcast can make a boxing match become about...
Actually, wait, Saul.
50 or 60 year old or is a 20 year old.
Saul,
a boxing match conversation.
Like,
go to KZN. We're going to KZN now, right? Oh. This weekend.
After the show.
We're going to KZN. Ask the crowd. A lot of niggas were like, call.
All right, cool. Let's ask them.
Yeah.
And we'll ask them to stand up if you're caught. What is it caught? What does it mean?
Yeah?
What does it mean to caught?
I caught, right? It's not licked.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a vendor saying. I believe maybe in vendor. What's the belief?
In the vendor tribe.
Chains in vendor regarding muffing.
Let's call a real vendor man. Let's call my cousin.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Wena?
Hmm?
You don't speak for real vendors?
No. I'm talking about the notion around generally. You know, there's certain ideas you know around Xhosa Oaks.
Oh.
You know, they're around Xhosa Chains. There's this belief around vendors.
Okay, because we've been influenced.
I don't know what they call each other vendors.
Gauteng.
Look, man, let's not beat around the bush. I grew up in Joburg, so I'm not really like.
Are you gonna accept it now?
You're right. Like, we want the proper, like, what's the idea on oral sex?
Yeah. In vendor.
In vendor, oral sex.
Oh, like, the answer. Hey, Mzala.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mzala?
Yeah.
Hey, you're live on the podcast, man. Sol is here, Ghost Lady is here, everybody's here, yeah?
Hello, Mzala.
Who's this?
No, he's my cousin. Don't worry.
Hey, Mzwala.
Hola.
My grandfather wasn't licking. He was rocking.
Yeah, you got. There's 100 of you. There's 100 of you. Definitely was not licking at all.
So, Penduka has a question to ask you, man. So, we wanted to call a real vendor person.
Yo, bro.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm amongst vendor men, you know, like traditional vendor men, what is the notion... or the beliefs around oral sex, as in a man, cunnilingus, a man licking, cunning.
It's cunnilingus.
Hangte. Okay, around a man licking a woman's pussy.
Yeah, like, what about it?
Well, yeah, what's the Vendorman stance, the traditional Vendorman stance, or the young traditional Vendorman stance in 2024 on licking a woman's pussy? Is it a no-no, or is it something that can be explored?
Obviously they do it. These guys are freaky, man.
So they're freaky. You see, a Zulu guy would tell you something totally different, I think.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah,
he'd be who do you know?
I'm sure they do it.
Hey, we must ask Ngizwe, right? But you see, the thing is, niggas might do it, but because he's a self-appointed custodian of the Zulus, he may say, we don't do that shit.
All right, thanks, Mzwala.
Mzwala, thank you so much, bro.
Thanks for nothing.
Get out of here, man.
let me call a real Zulu man.
Who's real?
So this is... Yes, the guy who fired
Zulu.
Me, actually.
Zulu.
Oh, he fired you.
And then
he cried the next day.
Wemfan. Ask Wenzel. But it's also got a public profile. So I don't like people with a public profile and who are known Zulus. Yeah, well? Mm-hmm. We need Zulus, but unknown Zulus.
No, we'll bleep out his name.
Aha. But he will think he's not. Just tell him comrade. That he's anonymous. Yeah, tell him he's anonymous.
Okay.
How are you, comrade?
Good, comrade.
Listen, man, you're live on the podcast. Saul Penduka is here. Ghost Lady is here, man.
You've been waiting for this call, right? Nah, please. We'll bleep the name out. It's fine.
Well, you sound like you're in a toilet, man. Are we on speaker or what? We want to hear you properly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can you say something?
Better.
Yeah, that's much better. So, Penduka has a question for you.
Baba, yapila.
I'm okay, good, right?
Oh, good. So we are calling you as Mac believes you're a staunch traditional Zulu man. Now, We know you've got a public
I'm
profile.
I'm not a Zulu man. I'm a Xhosa man. Fuck.
No, it's Xhosa.
Bloody hell.
Because in my head, I'm like, it's Zulu, man. Okay, but it's fine.
Okay.
We'll do the Xhosa one now. Yeah, right?
The Zulu one.
You yeah, so we're going to bleep out your name and who you are because we think if it's known who you are, you may not be as open because you do have a public profile, né?
Okay.
Emma Xhoseni, the Xhosa men, what is their stance on licking a woman's vagina during sex for her pleasure mainly? What's the stance of Xhosa men?
Xhosa is quite huge, anything to do with love and sex, I don't think it's got anything to do with one culture and all of that. You know, it's your own openness, different relationships, different strokes for different folks. You know, you read the situation, and also how long you've known the person. There are things that you would do that depend a lot on how long you've known the person.
That's what
I mean. And yeah, there are hygiene issues, there are trust issues, there are all sorts of issues that, yeah. It's like the first time you kiss somebody and it's just a baby kiss, the next time, you know, it goes into something else, and the next time, and the next. You know, that's just the way it is. You read the situation, the comfortability, how you've known each other, and all of those things. And yeah.
Okay. All right, comrade. Thank you, comrade. Appreciate it, comrade. Yeah. So I think he broke it down nicely, ne?
I think it did, and he mentioned.
Still call the Zulu guy, and I'll suggest Tembi Nkosi Mthembu.
Ah, Tembi Nkosi.
Ah, Tembi Nkosi, Umpepen.
Oh, be.
Ah, man. Umpepen, isn't it? Umpepen. Umpepen. That's what Umpepen is done. You know, he raised a good point, though, because, like, you see, the thing is, what we can't get to the bottom of is that whether it be Zulu, Xhosa, or whatever.
Thank you, yeah.
There are men who are going to do it. Then when they're in the circle of men,
they
might not say it because they know that some of these niggas are backwards.
Exactly.
Before like, we
call... He just admitted that with his wife, definitely, but not just with anyone. But...
What happened?
Guys, what's going on?
Did we miss something?
My colleague,
I told you.
Court.
This membership, I'm revoking it myself.
He's courting her.
Okay.
Like I'm Cher, like he's courting her. He's just courting you.
Okay.
Allow him to court you.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Cool. And then when the courtship comes to an end, you'll tell him whether you're going to be his girlfriend or not.
Okay.
But for now, allow him to immerse yourself, you know, in him courting you. Have you ever been swallowed? Do you remember that? Have you ever been swallowed? Just swallowed. Have you ever been swallowed and been a moment of swallowing? I'm gonna this way. Can you put your thing? When you come across a lack of TDJ. You like TD Jakes. You come across as someone who likes TD Jakes. Like you read his books, you've got his tapes, his CDs, you subscribe to him on Apple Podcasts and stuff.
Believe you me, I was shocked when I saw that, honestly.
Have you ever swallowed?
Yeah. I always appreciated TD Jakes, you know. I now appreciate Sarah Roberts, you know.
Next thing,
I'm not sure.
Next thing is going to be at a Didi concert, opening for Didi.
Drop the...
No, we all need a bit of prayer before the concert, you know.
So,
opening for
Didi. But Jenny, never Miami.
No, he goes to Didi concerts. I mean, Didi parties. You don't know. He's been to Didi's house.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. How have you ever been?
But remember.
Swallow.
So this week, Mike has been slacking. He only posted once this week.
That's Mike.
Mike, remember Mike, man.
Mike.
Sorry, you miss one episode and then you forget Mike.
Oh, shit. Ed Papers, like 3 weeks ago. Oh, Mike, shame, yeah. Man. Mike, the guy who just got divorced.
Yeah, I think he picked up for a... I'm screenshotting.
Mike blocked you.
Oh, yeah, Mike blocked you.
So I only have one this week. I only have one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. What do you say?
So Mike goes, I hope you find a divine partner who is as fun, loving, passionate, sexual, soulful, and spiritual as you.
Dandora.
Someone who's intimate, open, and vulnerable with you in every sense. Someone who's so perfectly compatible with you, it's like you both manifested each other.
Dandora. That sounds like a wife.
Dandora.
That sounds like
a wife.
Me.
A good
we
thing.
Want the violence. What did he say?
That sounds like
we
a good thing. Violence.
That sounds like a good thing.
It sounds like me.
A good thing.
All right, so we're calling the Zulu guy. Tembikosi.
Tembikosi. Let's call Tembikosi.
Yeah, who's it then?
Who's more Zulu? Tembikosi or Wise Man? Because I have both their numbers.
Nah, Tembikosi.
Both of
Tembikosi.
Them.
On Shara, it's on Shara.
I will not tell you the... But I think
because he's shy, bro.
Because he's too brand conscious.
Yeah,
shy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's call him Wise Man.
A deal with McDonald's and he's going on dates and stuff.
Wise Man.
Yeah, McDonald's hooked him up on a date and stuff.
Okay, let's call Wise Man.
He's in his bag era right now. So I think Tembikosi, we love him, but he's in his bag era. He doesn't want to disturb his bag. Umpepen! I'm going to call him Pepen whenever I see him.
Okay.
Pepen! Umpepen!
Wise Man.
You know, I was laughing, but I didn't get that quoting thing, eh?
Listen, for real. When you ask a woman out, you're courting her.
So what does that got to do with Ghost Lady?
No, I got to
no. Exactly.
So we thought it was in a sexual sense, but yes. I was like, no, it means it's like courtship. Courting. Courtship.
For real, you said that, Tato. What did you say? What did you say? What did you say? See, you didn't even get it, dog.
What do you mean?
I was reading at Spear's lips. So Spear got that ear core to lento le. So I was saying that with ear core to lento le. That's what I was saying.
EP land. EP.
Eaban.
Dog, lento. It lento is the vagina.
Oh, Eaban, Eaban.
No.
Oh, like in general.
It's like gents. It's like this thing. Bro, so, they're talking about a general pussy.
Yeah. Wise Man. Wise Man, he getting too excited. Okay, Wise Man is on Wise Man. Yes.
Yeah.
So you didn't get it.
Hey, bro. But I'm the one who said I caught Orlando. I'm the one who opened up the
floodgates.
The floodgates.
Oh,
okay.
If it's with the woman who's that way inclined.
Okay. Let's call Tembikosi. Any other Zulu person?
Yeah, there. Zulu person. Kanye.
So, I'm going to come and call Tanji.
Okay, but. Yeah. Oh, what's the blowjob stance with Zulu woman?
How?
Hey, Tembikosi.
How?
Tembikosi. Hey, Tembikosi.
Oh.
Ukraine poison. Hey. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, brother.
Hey, man, you live on Podcast and Chill. Soul is here, Ghost Lady is here, man.
Yeah?
You live, Tembikosi. You live, my brother.
Okay, DJ.
Yeah, Ukraine.
Listen, Soul Penduka has a question. Soul has a question for, because you're Zulu, ne?
Yes.
Ah, perfect.
I'm not going to say a lot, ne? And I'm not talking about you specifically, about Ezumzulu. Just generally, amachita wamaZulu, ne?
Yes.
Iyakhothwa lento na kwebesifazane.
I see a khothwa, my friend. Hey, guys.
I didn't need to explain the whole story. Iyakhothwa na iyakhothwa. What's the general consensus?
Is that just you personally, or but Zulus, like, it's a thing?
Or amongst your generation, Zulu niggas, younger niggas, or is it a difference between younger or older niggas?
Yeah, I think about Dala.
kunesikhathi kodwa abantu abadala abantu ngesikhathi sizizashintsha thina high generation I think yami yeah I know that yeah that's one of the flat guy.
It's cut so hard.
Shout out to me, Crossy. Shout out, man. What are you busy with, bro? Because we seen you at McDonald's. Hey.
Yeah, McDonald's. Who am I dating? That I'm busy.
I can't be cool. The champion.
No, he's breaking. Breaking, but it's fine. We'll have you back. You did good numbers, so we'll have you back, man. Fuck it. So, what are we doing on the road from now on?
From now on the road. We're in Devon. Yeah, caught one now. Ever search? Yeah, caught one now. You know, hear a response. You know, and then blue for take. Hey, Anna. Yeah, Lisa. Hey, my suit, what's in the suit? In Uganda, what are we gonna say?
Naimuna.
Man, let's get the tour on the road. I can't fucking wait.
That Nelika.
Nelika, nah. Impa, Nelika, nah.
Impa. Not Impa.
Yeah, what's the right suit, man? Larry? Hunyeka. I think it's a different like tense or something.
Tswana.
Yo.
Hotuhora.
Echo.
Even Tswana. Cape Town. Eet geluk.
Neimunya. Humuna. Neimunya. Yeah, Munyo. Apple Capia Munyo. Watch the ogre in the way. Apple Capia Munyo. But see Munye. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Munyo.
Oh, and see Parliament. Oh, wow.
Yes, Parliament.
Then we go to Parliament. Yeah, Munyo.
Hey, Minister. Yeah, Munyo. Point of order. I'm hearing your manifesto, but yeah, Munyo.
We withdraw.
Withdraw Munyo, man. This is a revolutionary. I withdraw Munyo.
Yeah.
All right, man. Ghost lady, anything else? Are you good? Are you sure? Look at me. Penduka, anything else?
Shout out to Sampra, man. The South African music. Protection Rights Association. South African Music Protection Rights
Association. We need to start a quota association.
Please Google Sampra and what it means. I think it's South African music.
What do we stand for?
Performers.
Didn't she hear Mom Lillian Dube? You gotta suck the titties.
The what?
You gotta suck the titties.
You must suck the titties.
Suck the titties.
Yeah, suck the titties.
Now we're cutting.
So hard.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sampra, they're an organization that performs music, that collects royalties on behalf of performers whenever their music is played. At places, venues, radio stations, etc. And Sampra is pressing criminal charges against the group that owns La Parada. It's La Parada, it's Tiger's Milk, and a whole host of restaurants.
Other restaurants,
because as restaurants, News Cafe, Capello, whatever, clubs, you've got a license to pay, a license fee. Mm-hmm. Like radio stations have a license fee they pay mm-hmm. because they are playing people's copyrights and intellectual property.
Yeah.
And those people need to get paid royalties. Mm-hmm. So when they pay to these collecting agencies, license fees, mind you, DJs also actually, mm-hmm. by law, need mm-hmm. to have these. So they haven't been paying. So
do you have it, so?
I don't. Mm. I think I do, but I don't pay my license fee.
Oh.
They don't... I don't know if they're still, you know, it's still...
Do you know how the information is collected, though?
What information?
Like for how much you have to pay per establishment.
The SAMRO, the SAMPRA, there is... Capacity also for composers, right? And yeah, and there's a whole host of them, and you can always ask them.
Royalty for establishments, for instance, with like venues, it's about how many seats do you have? Like the people, then yes. It's calculated according to maybe it's a theater, how many seats yes. do you have? And then that's how they calculate.
Even with stations, like the bigger the station, like you'll find Metro does
your
not pay
yeah.
the same license fee or your region.
As a community radio.
Yes, yeah. as a community radio or a smaller regional station. So I think it's very important for restaurants and everybody else to comply, you know? And I will do check up on if DJs are still, because it was a thing that I also found out like a few years ago, but nobody made noise about it. And I'll also check out.
In fact, when they book you, they're supposed to ask for it. So that's how with DJs, they're supposed to track that you are up to date
wow,
with your papers.
Yeah. Wow, for real. Yeah, yeah. Shout out.
So it's every establishment, where the churches, you know, yeah. even shopping malls, you know, wherever you hear music playing,
yeah.
even shops, you are supposed to play everywhere.
Yes. No, yes.
Everywhere.
I've always wanted to DJ for people making love.
Okay,
you know what? They're making love. I'm in the background DJ.
Make it happen.
Watching them.
Yeah. Do an event. Do an event for that. You can literally do an event for that.
Yeah, make money.
Love making gems.
Yeah. Do an event. Couples. Yeah. And all those songs. Have a whole playlist, you know. So yeah, that happened, man. And
what
I think,
if I voice? What happens at that point when something just interrupts?
I'll play a song that encourages you to voice. Fuga maulel.
Hi.
Balele, balele, esia wabosa, esia wabosa. Shit. Niggas.
Ayo, whack.
And I fucked up, man.
No, Mac, we don't need your services.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. But would you book someone like that?
No.
Set the mood for
no.
Jake.
You first might need to organize a party like that.
Why party, bro? I'm trying to
then
have some
like
DD shit.
It's an orgy or something.
You
put me to a room, chief. You
oh, what a room. So you're playing for
a couple.
One couple. Not like nothing couples there. Like, it's a field of couples, like it's come all over. Couple.
Just a couple. And I DJ. I got the mic.
And then if the nigga doesn't perform and the girl starts looking at you, like, hey, you're here anyway. Then what?
I don't know. You play a song that fits.
A
20 minute song. You play a Kevin Momo song. Then you get into the thick of things also.
Fetcher, you don't want me to come? That sounds bad. And they're going to clip it with the first clip.
Yeah. You see those said it? I see Van.
Pila, we are for Parliament now. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
Parliament,
you're quick. Anyway, so this past weekend, the Live Nation tour, we kicked it in Durban. Free State, you are next. Yes.
Yeah, shout out Free State.
We're coming 13th of April at the Bloemfontein Civic Theatre. Cape Town is almost sold out, eh?
Is it?
Yeah, and that's like in May, I think.
Shout out to Cape Town, man.
Cape Town, of May,
I got family, Cape Town. Shout out, Cape Town. Shout out, Cape Town. I got family, Cape Town. No, for real. No, shout out to Tsepo Penduva. I got family. Like, so I've got a chef, right?
Like,
no, let me tell you. Hold on. Penduka, Mdanaga Sisnotumo in Cape Town. He's like one of the best baristas in South Africa. He makes the best coffee.
Oh.
He was like at, what's this, 6058 on Bath, and there was like a whole national competition making coffee, and he's like one of the best coffee makers in South Africa, and I'm proud of him, and he's from Cape Town. I got family in Cape Town, man.
Does he know you?
Huh? Man, let's call Tap.
It's been amazing, man. Podcast and chill. This has been like fucking, yo, bro, an amazing week.
Yeah, your voice sounds like mine now. Your voice sounds gone now.
Yeah, it's been crazy, bro. It's been a crazy week, bro. But the love was amazing, man. One of the best weeks I've had, man. Just to be out in the streets. Yeah, we're collecting signatures, but just to conversate with people, bro, man. People love us, man. It's incredible. Wow, it's insane.
Man. We love them, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, thank you for the love. We out of here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Our family, man.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.